The setting today for our sermon is our text, which is the gospel reading, and it is the familiar story of Martha and Mary, which is found in Luke chapter 10. Jesus and his disciples were traveling around the country as they worked and taught in one city after another. We are told in Luke, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed her into her house. Jesus and the disciples stop at the home of Martha and Mary welcomes them in. What we see is what happens next. She has them there, and she realizes she has to get things prepared. We are told in verse 40, "But Martha was distracted by much serving. She had guests in her house, and these weren't just regular guests, but Jesus and his disciples. And there's probably others that were there as well. This was quite a group of people. All the food that they had was made fresh day by day. It had to be cooked over a fire if needed. Even the water had to be brought from a well some distance from the house. Everything had to be made from scratch. And Martha was quickly distracted by all these preparations. Not only was she distracted by these meal preparations, but Martha was distracted by the thought that her sister Mary was not helping her. With all these guests, she did not know what to do. She came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Please tell her to help me.' This was probably chiding Jesus a little bit. It's too bad that Martha was feeling anxious and troubled. But Jesus understood. He says to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.'" Anxious and troubled is the way Jesus describes Martha. Does that sound like you and I? Does that sound like the church at times? Luke says that Martha was distracted with much serving. Anxious, troubled, distracted. Does that sound familiar? We often say this is nothing new. What does it look like when the church becomes distracted by too much serving? Isn't the church supposed to serve? Aren't the people in the church supposed to serve others? We are to do that, but serving in and of itself is not the problem. Jesus did not say that Martha's serving is a bad thing and not to do it. Serving in hospitality was an important custom in Jesus' time. In the parable of the Good Samaritan we heard last week, we heard about Jesus' demand for service and loving your neighbor. In the Old Testament reading in Genesis this morning, Abraham and Sarah spent a good amount of time and energy preparing a meal and providing hospitality when the Lord visited them. The problem is, much serving can lead to distraction. If you are trying to go in too many different directions, you won't get anywhere. Distraction is a bad thing here, because we can too easily become distracted by the desire to do everything all at once. We can lose sight of what's important, and many churches have gone through this challenge at one point or another. It could be sound something like an overload for the church. Some of the things, if you have youth in your church, you need to have a youth program. If you have singles, you need a single program. If you have infants, toddlers, children of any age, you have to have a program for each of them. The men need a program. The young men need a program. We need more people to step up and serve on boards. How is our attendance, our finances? You see what this can lead to: distracted, anxious, and troubled. You say that all these things are helpful, needed, and good. Sometimes they are, but those things can distract from the one thing that is necessary. Now, how about you and I? Are we distracted, anxious, and troubled about many things? I know I get to feel that way probably most of the time. Maybe even this morning, the Lord has said the same thing to us. God called our name and said, "You are anxious and troubled about many things." The Lord says to us at the beginning and the end of each day, come, sit at my feet. Leave behind the distractions of this world. This sounds easy and good advice, but to put that in practice makes it a part of our life, and make it a part of our life is a difficult task. It takes much work and effort. I know sometimes in my personal life it takes an intentional effort to make time for studying God's Word when we are distracted and busy with many things during the day. So I invite you this morning to sit back, take a deep breath, take time to relax this morning. I always feel anxious when I am asked to fill in for church services like I do this morning. I feel like I'm rushing around, not prepared, feeling anxious. That is not the best way to come into God's house. But sometimes that does happen to us. Rather than rush around needlessly, we sit back and relax and enjoy God's message. We also want to pay attention and ask the Holy Spirit to help to hear what God has to say to us. What he wants to say to us is to sit back and relax. Often Jesus takes his disciples away to a quiet place. Today we are in that quiet place in God's house. It should be a place where we can leave everything in the world behind us, close the doors, and sit here in comfort. God speaks to us. He invites us to come to him. God invites us to come to him that we might hear his word and give rest to our weary souls. We know what Jesus says to the disciples when they are worried and distraught and wondered what was going to happen next and what they would do. Jesus said in Matthew 6, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We would all agree this is true, easy to hear and understand, but maybe a little bit harder to put into practice, because we are caught up in this hectic life of ours. Today, Jesus invites us once again, come sit at my feet. Now we can talk about what Jesus told Martha, but one thing is necessary. That one thing, and the simple Sunday school answer to that thing, is Jesus. Jesus is the one thing necessary, the kingdom of God, the reign and rule of Jesus. That's the one thing. We seek it in the word where Mary found it, sitting at the feet of Jesus. He said that she had chosen the one necessary thing. Just imagine sitting at his feet and hearing the word spoken by the ultimate source of that word, Jesus. The world will be anxious, troubled, and a distracted place, but we don't have to be. Hearing God's word is a sanctuary, a holy space, the refuge for the weary, and we are at peace with God through Christ. Wherever you are in God's word, it is a sanctuary, a place of safety and security, a harbor in the storm. God says, come sit at my feet. When you sit at Jesus' feet, the gospel takes you to a quiet place. Leave behind the things of this world, all the distractions. Look at your life and realize that, sure, we can rush around until we were almost worn out completely. Then the Lord will use some way to slow us down and make us look at what life means. Come sit at Jesus' feet. Leave behind all the worldly distractions, all of the things that this life is so tempting but so unfulfilling. Come sit at Jesus' feet and look forward to God's attraction. When Martha became distracted and lost her focus, Jesus was there to remind her what was truly important. The same is true for us. When we become distracted with the things of this world, Jesus is there to remind us. Only now the Lord normally uses something or someone else to call out our name and remind us when we have lost sight of the one thing needed. Sometimes the Lord may use our parents or our children to remind us that our church attendance or Bible class attendance is slipping. Sometimes he may use a pastor or fellow Christian. Sometimes he allows something to happen to bring us back to him. But his goal is always the same. His goal is to invite us to hear his word and to receive the Lord's Supper as often as we can so that our faith can be nourished and strengthened. As Mary sat at the actual feet of Jesus, he is present here with us today. He is present whenever his word is spoken and taught. He has told us that when two or more are gathered in his name, he is present with us. He has told us he is present with us every time we come to this rail to receive his body and blood. His goal is to invite us to talk to him about whatever is on our mind or heart, so we can be relieved of our burdens and receive rest for our souls. His goal is to make us even more secure in the knowledge that our Savior not only loved us enough to die on the cross, take away our sins, but he also loved us enough to be concerned about the everyday things of our life. So no matter what else is going on in our lives, no matter what else needs to get done, we need to remember every single day that there is only one thing needed, and that is to come into contact with Jesus by coming into contact with his holy word. There may indeed come a time in your life when circumstances completely beyond your control compel you to choose various things that are important to you. There are indeed times when you will have to choose between when and how you will devote your time and energy. But today, this morning, we sit at the feet of Jesus to hear his word and his words to us. We don't just learn about Jesus through a special program or 12-week study or Bible study over years. We hear his words for us here today. In the gospel, Mary had chosen to sit and listen to Jesus rather than be distracted by much serving. She wanted to hear what Jesus had to say for her, a good portion, the good part, a good piece of the day. Today is the good portion. This is the place to receive that good portion. This good portion will not be taken away from you. The grace of Christ is for you. The mercy of the Lord is for you. The love of Jesus is for you. Tomorrow may be anxious, troublesome, and distracting, but let tomorrow be tomorrow. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it today. Amen.